I have a prediction. In just a few days, maybe a couple of weeks or so, you'll get sick of seeing Christmas decorations. The hard plastic Santas, the aluminum foil trees, the giant blow-up snow globes on your neighbor's lawn will lose their holiday sparkle and wonder. By Valentine's Day, you'll be willing to risk possible electrocution to strike by hand each out-of-season light bulb with a tiny hammer to make a multicolored tree a more heart-healthy all-red. Good riddance to good tidings. Now, you might think that you have no control over the length of time that others' holiday visuals remain a part of your world, but you just might, thanks to law. It all depends on local city ordinances or condominium or subdivision bylaws. I should explain that there aren't that many reported cases involving people who leave their holiday cheer up for much of the year. Aside from good taste, we might have sign ordinances to thank for that. These laws that allow only certain displays sometimes permit only seasonal holiday decorations. The seasonal modifier helps dump decorations kept up past their prime. Now, the Constitution curious may wonder what the First Amendment might have to say about all this. Sure, there's the billboard lobby that's argued that any city that allows holiday decorations must also allow commercial signs. But what I'm talking about here is freedom of religion. Specifically, ponder how the government can limit a joyful expression of religion like a poofy snow globe that's visible a block away even in driving snow. But religion doesn't get a pass when Merry Xmas remains mounted in March. Put simply, as long as the ordinance doesn't target religious decorations alone, the law should be just fine constitutionally. Let me tell you about a couple who learned that the hard way. They lived in a condominium complex in Michigan that had a bylaw that said, paraphrasing now, holiday cheer can't last all year. The couple argued that the law was a civil rights violation because it restricted their religion. A skeptical court wrote in a one-page response that it wasn't clear what holiday the two intended to commemorate with their seven-month display of icicle lights. It found no discrimination. The decorations had to come down, freedom of religion or not. Yes, Virginia, good taste can sometimes have the force of law behind it. And then suddenly I remember. 2 years or so ago, we kept little green wreaths hanging from our garage for a good long time after Christmas. I don't remember precisely how long they stayed, only that it was a bit too chilly for me to think about lugging out the ice-cold ladder to remove them. I imagine that the thaw came near spring. Looks like people in decorated houses shouldn't throw stones. I'm Amy Guida.